I'll fill up samples here because these are here. Today's date is 12/07/2023. Dictation is from Maria Serrano. Serrano spells S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 06/09/1972. This is a 51-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient stated that she recently had some labs drawn on 11/27/2023 and is here to review those results. She indicated that she did record her blood pressure and has brought the log for us to review, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last. This is no change history. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Urinary blood pressure is 156 over 82. Pulse 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paragastal motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtia, papules, no vesicles or bullae, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, poor control. Assessment number two, vitamin D deficiency. Assessment number three is obesity, period. I have reviewed patient's blood pressure log. She brought a log in spanning from 11/19 until 12/07. Best blood pressure was 137 over 81. The worst has been 167. Correction, 169 over 82. Today we'll add clonidine, 0.1 milligrams. She will take one at bedtime for 90 days. She indicated that on occasion she becomes very anxious, and that's when she noticed her blood pressure elevated. Clonidine has been shown to help with anxiety as well as blood pressure. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. We review her labs. The labs revealed vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D is decreased at 22. A1C is mildly elevated at 6.5. Cholesterol is unremarkable. I will monitor A1C as it's elevated but just mildly. She was educated on diet and exercises, namely lifestyle changes to help with her cholesterol and her weight. Says she understands, she will comply. She was given the following prescription: clonidine 0.1 milligrams, take 1 pill at bedtime. Vitamin D 350,000 units, take 1 pill weekly for 90 days, number 12. Clonidine is number 90. End of dictation.